Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Stein's premium winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for quick spring green up. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Tell you what though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
We'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I think every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
Another week, another win, and we get to talk about it here on the Wendy's Big Show with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari. Three-time All-Pro. He's on Twitter, at David Bakhtiari. Hello, David. How are we doing today?
I'm good.
Good to hear from you again in another win at Lambeau Field for you guys, and it's got to feel special when you've now won games all different ways. Aaron Jones goes off for four touchdowns. Jamal has his game. Geronimo has his game. And then, as Matt eloquently said it, the old man had his game yesterday with five touchdowns on the day for Aaron Rodgers, and he runs for one.
Absolutely. I mean, it was fantastic. And I think it was his first perfect passer rating game as a quarterback. So that's, again, great to be part of the history, and it's good to see Aaron play like everyone knows him.
And you know, the difference, though, I mean, you look at your team, though, and it just feels like you got a lot of moving parts. A lot of guys are doing a lot of different things. A lot of guys are stepping up. I think it's just tough to try to get a feel for, you know, who's going to do what within this offense. I think in years past, you kind of understood, you know, who was going to step out and who was going to be the guy. I mean, you guys are spreading around pretty good.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, if I were to take an outside perspective and really look at our team, the best way I would describe it is balance. You look across the board, we kind of have all the pieces that you want at the positions that we need, and that you know it's just a very balanced roster, a very balanced team, and we play balanced. You know, we play all three phases, and you know that's a good trend. That's how you want to play. That's how you want to play football, honestly.
Well, we were there was a press conference by your head coach LaFleur, and I think he said in press conference, well, we thought their front was pretty stout. We didn't think that, you know, that we just want to go bang our head up against that, and we thought we had matchups on the outside, and we thought we can throw the ball a little bit more. I mean, that's pretty, you know, what you're saying is he can have a different game plan for different teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really just comes down to if you're going to load the box, if you're going to put 7-8 guys in the box, even 9, you know, you have a future Hall of Fame quarterback that's, you know, is going to have multiple MVPs when his career is said and done at quarterback. You know, you really have to pick your poison. And, you know, you talk about collectively as a team, we're balanced. You know, as an offense, we're balanced. We have a good offensive line. So you have a good front. You have a good running attack. You have good game plan of play action, run, straight up pass. You got good guys on the perimeter. And then you have a quarterback who can put everything together and make you pay. So offensively, especially starting to really master, you know, Coach LaFleur's offense that he is, you know, introduced to us really no more since, you know, mid April. It's been nice to see the progress.
You know, David, when you have a quarterback that throws up a perfect quarterback rating, that's got to be something. When you're an offensive lineman and you're blocking for said quarterback while he's doing it, that's got to be even crazier for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in the locker room, hearing a couple guys say there are a couple remarks of, you know, they've never experienced something like that and this is something magical and great. I mean, I'll be honest, that's the guy I know. You know, I've been in those games where you block for the extra couple seconds, he's going to make you pay. He's going to throw the 65-yard bombs where, you know, he's going to pick apart and light you up and move down the field and, you know, go lights out in the red zone scoring touchdowns. So, it's great to see. It's great to do. Now we have to, you know, we have an expectation as an offense. We need to continue showing up week in and week out.
You know, we look at your sack numbers, and through the seven games, it says your sack numbers are down more so than they've ever been since Rodgers has been there. What's contribute to the sack totals being down?
You know, first and foremost, it's the guys up front. You go across from Brian Bulaga to William Billy Turner to Corey Lindsley to rookie Elton Jenkins and myself. You know, putting together and playing week in and week out, building that chemistry together is huge. So, I mean, hats off to all of them, myself included. So that's a little pat on the back. I might get a fine for that one. But the second thing, really what comes down to what comes down to it is getting more comfortable in the offense, knowing when the play is called, where the stress point is on the protection, where the movement is of the protection with the pocket, and timing. You know, though, you put all that together, it's a functioning system offense. You're going to get those results. You're going to get, you know, these big blow-up games, whether in the run or the pass, with the minimized hits on the quarterback, which is what you want.
It also feels like, too, that the passing game is much quicker. I mean, you've got Vitelli out over in the flat. You've got Williams catching balls in the flat. I mean, even the touchdown that MVS scored was no more than maybe, like, what, a five-yard pass, and he took it, what, 70 or 80 yards. I mean, it also feels like the ball is coming out much quicker as well within this offense.
Yeah, I mean, there are still times where, you know, we're holding on, but if you're going to compare it to years past, yeah, I mean, I've been a part of 14-second pass protection plays, and I'll tell you what, I do enjoy not doing that anymore. and look, at the end of the day, I've really never had an issue with whatever needs to be done to be effective. If we need to pass the ball 60 times, you know, holding up protection for more than 5 seconds, if that's what's going to take to win, let's do it. If we need to run the ball 60 times, you know, and we as an offense get to pin our ears back and go attack them, let's go do it. Being productive at the end of the day, putting ourselves in good positions, putting our team in good positions is what's important. And I think this team, this offense, this ideology and identity that we have as an offense is that. And that's what's awesome.
Talking about the 6-1 Green Bay Packers with their left tackle, David Bakhtiari, here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, you were talking a little bit about the preparation that you guys have had under Matt. Can you talk a little bit about the practice schedule, getting back to more of a normal one with a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday preparation and off on Saturdays? How do you guys feel, and body-wise, you personally, going into a game, having that day off physically before the game, unlike the last couple of years where you guys were practicing on that Saturday?
You know, I feel like this is a little bit of a loaded question, and I'm actually going to defer the different way. Personally, I enjoy practicing on Saturdays. I enjoyed the day before, because for me, it was, you know, really kind of knocking off any of the little bit of rust that I built up on my day off on Friday, and, you know, fine-tuning my last little sets that I was going to be using in my movements, I was going to be using in the game, which is going to be less than 24 hours as compared to the last time I've done a kick set or done got my run blocking stance, really got after guy was on Friday, so Friday to Sunday. So, I mean, it really depends on the individual. I know different guys like certain things from this schedule as compared to past. I will say, though, as my body, I think Matt does a great job understanding of how we feel as players and knows that at the end of the day, he wants his guys at 100%. On Sunday, and he's done a great job of that, because for me, going into week 8, this is the best I've felt in 7 years.
Oh, that's a big statement. I mean, I don't know what that means to everybody else, but to me, because of the position that you play and how physical it gets and the battles that you get into, and you've been running the ball a little bit more maybe this year than you have in the past, that sends a tremendous amount. When you talk about this offense, and we were talking about this before, and Gary was just blown away by, you know, the passes that Rodgers was throwing this last weekend and so forth, how much different really is this scheme compared to what you were running under Coach McCarthy?
You know, personally for me, it comes down to a lot less 11 personnel. We're mixing and matching personnels, so that's the biggest difference for me. And then also a little more loaded up, a little heavier, beefier fronts. You know, having a fullback in and two tight ends to the same side is something, and running the ball to that side is something new that I haven't done in years past. But, I mean, there are some similarities. Formationally, we're definitely different. Conceptually, we're definitely different. There's some certain things that you can definitely say are similar, but as a whole, it is different. And you know, the attitude and mindset you need to approach certain plays to complement other plays is what makes the whole scheme different.
You know, this defense, your defense, they do a lot of celebrations and stuff together. The offense, you guys getting together? Do we got something coming down the pike here shortly?
I mean, we have been celebrating when we've been scoring touchdowns. I think it's funny. Me and Brian laughed about it when we scored on all the attempts that we did this past week. You see the offense celebrating, and you zoom out and you see the two tackles who had to pass at that play, who are good 30 yards back. You know, Brian's already declaring eligible to get ready for field goal. I'm kind of standing there getting ready to get in my stance. We're like, yeah, we'll see you guys on the sideline. I'm not going to run 30 yards downfield and then come back. And then I do miss back when extra points were closer to the end zone, because that gave me more of an incentive to run up there, because I'm not going to have to run. I'm running like a gasser at the end of the day, running all the way down there, coming all the way back. And then I got to stand there and take on a full charge of like three guys that are 330-plus pounds.
David,
like after having a potential 11-play series. Like,
yes. Talk about how difficult that.
I don't think they thought that through.
So you just throw the peace sign, that's it?
I mean, it really depends. If we're close, and I let's say, you know, we had a run play where I'm already advancing towards the goal line. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going there. But we had a pass play. I'm running my guy 11, 12 yards in the back, you know, behind the quarterback, and we're at the, you know, 25, 30 yard line, and some guy scores. I'm at the 40 yard line. I'm gonna have to run, you know, 40 yards just to get to the goal line, plus another 10 because they're probably towards the end of the end zone. Probably just got down the Lambeau leap, and the clock's running down. And I
spoken like a true offensive lineman. That's David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, is there any worse play for an offensive lineman than field goal block, just waiting for somebody to come full steam right at your face?
Scenario wise, 2 minute drill. Like any time when you have to pass and they know it and you're going to go no huddle with it, that's never that fun, because you know us big guys are conditioned to. Aren't in condition for more of a cross-country meet, and that's pretty much what it turns into, an explosive cross-country meet. So that's, I would say those are on par with each other.
Talk a little bit about Kansas City coming up. You guys are going to hit the road. I mean, you guys had a lot of games up front here at home, and now you get a chance to go on the road to face a pretty good Kansas City team that may not have Mahomes.
Still going to be a good game. They're still a good football team. As you saw, even when Mahomes went down, it's going to be a big one. You know, we have to take care of business on the road. Of course, you know, at home you have to get the job done. But you know, these road games are big, and we have to be able to take advantage. It's going to be a big stage. It's a good football team. I think it's an ascending defense. So, you know, go out there, play our ball, though. I mean, at the end of the day, do your job. Don't try and overdo anything. And you know, I think if we play our identity, our game. We'll be put in a good situation.
I don't know what you got going on tonight, but you got the World Series going on tonight, first game, and then the NBA is tipping off. Which one would you watch tonight?
Probably the World Series.
There you go, David. There you go. You got a dog in the fight, Nationals or Astros?
No. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm a Giants fan, so.
Well, that's got to be tough the last couple of years. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but I mean, you go the years before those couple, it's been for sure. Been pretty nice.
Madison Bumgarner or Tim Lincecum?
I'm more of the freak fan, so I'm going to go with Lincecum.
Well, I saw you chugging that Pepsi, so I didn't know if you'd have more respect for Madison Bumgarner being able to grab those six Budweisers in one hand.
Hey, we're splitting hairs here. I'm not saying that I'm not a fan and don't appreciate Mad Bum at all. I just, you know, I guess maybe because Lincecum came before and he sees the freak.
There's no better nickname in all of baseball, I think, in the last 20 years than the freak, being able to reach back with that windup. David, appreciate it, man. Good luck against the Chiefs.
Thank you very much. Take care, guys.
Yep. That's David Bakhtiari joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.